Jen Chapin calls herself an urban folk singer. Her father was Harry Chapin, who had hit songs in the 1970s, such as Taxi and Cats in the Cradle. Jen Chapin has followed in her father's footsteps as an activist. He founded the World Hunger Year organization in 1978. She's also been making music, and critic Tom Terrell has a review.
Whenever I hear some son or daughter of a famous musician has a record out, I can't help but sigh and say, yeah, right. Then a Jen Chapin comes along.
Just soak in epic wonders, let them saturate my skin. To look out the window of a subway train on my way to him. To tell myself a story, maybe no.
Folk pop star Harry Chapin died in a car crash in 1981. Chapin's daughter Jen went to Brown and became an inner-city public school teacher. But the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. 3 years later, she enrolled at the Berklee School of Music. Today, Jen Chapin chairs World Hunger Year's board and conducts its high school and college workshops. She's also recorded a brilliant debut album, Linger. Jen Chapin might share her father Harry's politics. Musically, she's straight out of the Laura Nyro and Garland Jeffries schools of soulfully poetic urban folk music. Her muse is New York City itself. Like I said before, Julian Lennon and the other B-level progeny of famous musicians only wish they could make an album as do-your-own-thing positive as Jen Chapin's Linger. One more thing, Harry Chapin could never write a great, crazy, sexy, cool love song. His daughter's debut album has three.
The music by Jen Chapin is from the CD called Linger. Our reviewer is Tom Terrell.
If I were close enough to talk to you, if I could soothe your worried head, I would be so grateful if you...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.